How do you bring money into a small town? Tourists can help, but first you need something to attract them. In this edition of StoryCorps Northwest, Soap Lake residents Rick Carlson, Andy Kovac, and Alex Kovac talk about their friend Brent Blake and his crazy idea to build a massive lava lamp.
Andy and Alex, both of you recall, as I do, our friendship with Brent Blake, a local artist, and his oddball idea that we somehow became involved with.
And really, it all started because, well, we live in a small town that's it's hard to make a living here for people. So he was brainstorming, trying to think, how can we revitalize the town? What can we bring to the town that's really going to bring attention, bring some commerce? And he just had this vision, right in the middle of Main Street, 60-foot-tall lava lamp, and said, if I could build that there, people would come from around the world to see it.
And I remember him saying to us that he wasn't on drugs when he did it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we asked him. We said, Brent, are you okay?
He kind of looked like a retired hippie, but he didn't do drugs.
No, this was just a creative,
artistic, conceptual idea of his. And then how did it get national attention, or international attention? I forget.
I think it started with his posters. So he would spread those around. And at that time, I don't think there was any Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So it was just, you know, maybe emails, that kind of thing. But he was a pretty good promoter.
Because this was what, in 2000 or something?
2002.
2002, okay.
And then he, because he's such a great promoter, I mean, he would contact the newspapers.
Right.
And so the local ones caught wind of it. They'd write an intriguing article. Then the larger newspapers would kind of pick that up.
Yep.
And then they would say, oh, gosh, this is really, I've never heard of anything like this.
Somebody wrote an article in Wired magazine. It really gleaned a lot of attention. But it also told Brent that, hey, we should do this. Because look, people will come from everywhere.
But then the big question was, how do we build this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How's this going to work?
Because that's where Brent kind of was like,
He's an idea guy, but he's not that much of a technician.
Yeah. So I think we're kind of maybe even beyond that point in our story, but we should mention that Brent Blake had some form of leukemia that was sort of, you know, dormant for a long time. And it reared its ugly head about 5 years ago. And so he knew he only had about a year to last. And so that's when we really, in earnest, were starting to think, how can we make this real?
How can we do this for Brent?
And in the meantime, Brent also kind of gave us everything he had on all of the information and the stories and the track and the history of the whole project and everything else. And so we just kind of, from that point on, it felt like somehow or another we got to figure out a way to make this happen.
He was a great guy. He was just a master inventor, very, very creative. He spent his whole day just thinking about, okay, what kind of project can I work on now?
Brent had a successful career. He had a nice place and a little art museum set up, and he would have put on shows and invite local artists to show their works and stuff. And he was kind of the atypical retired artist with a, you know, ponytail, but, you know, hardly much hair left. Great guy. I mean, the kind of guy that really enriches your life.
We lost a lot when he passed. Mm-hmm. They were just, you know, that the town's never quite been the same because he was kind of the beating heart that, especially for the art community.
Yeah. So we're trying to kind of keep it alive, you know, and because we, at least the three of us, and there are others that are in our camp for sure, but we just feel partly because it's just a cool idea, but a lot to just kind of honor Brent's memory because he did a lot for this town.
That was Soap Lake residents Rick Carlson, Andy Kovac, and Alex Kovac. They recorded this edition of StoryCorps Northwest in Soap Lake as part of NWPB's centennial.